slept, started smoking.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is Jack, and I am joined by a very special guest today.
Hi.
This is Allie, and this is a special edition of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm starting today's show off with Maybe by Hyperdon. I talked plenty last week about how much I've been loving the album Steady by Hyperdon. So I figured I'd start it off with a little bit of that. And I've got a lot of, we've got a pretty wide spread of stuff today. A lot of songs from, a lot of new songs, old songs, songs in between, some songs Allie sent me, some songs I sent Allie. And together we are going to bring you a great program full of exciting tunes. Sure, we'll go with that. But yeah, what did you think of this Hyperdon album, Allie?
It was good. I've gotten... It led me down a rabbit hole of, like, the weird... Well, we're playing a song by J.B. Glazer, like, later, and I think they're tangentially related in the... whatever's happening in, like, Manchester, England right now.
Yeah.
So I've been on a little deep dive there.
Yeah. We'll be getting into a bit of that later, and... Yeah, I guess we'll hop back on the mic in a few. I don't have too much to say because I said it all last week about Hyperdon, but I've really, really been enjoying the album Steady by them. So, yeah, and after this we have... I won't spoil it. You guys will hear it, and then we'll talk about it after. Keep it locked for the next hour, y'all, again. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Good morning, everyone.
See you.
All right, just to recap and waffle on the mic for a bit. Those last couple songs, the one after the Hyperdon track was When It's Cold, I'd Like to Die by Drum Loop, another of Ali's selections. And then we had Dogs Running Free by Organ Tapes and Money. And right now, we have Dust Yourself Off by JB Glazer, another selection of Ali's, I would say, aforementioned in conjunction with Hyperdon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what I had planned to say. Yeah. Actually, I do know what I had to plan to say, but if you'd like to speak on this song or the Drum Loop song at all,
okay,
feel free.
We have two like weird little like sad flips of normal songs, which isn't super fitting because it's a beautiful day and it's not cold out. We would not like to die.
That's right.
Though that song says so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess my two cents I have to share is more about the following song. I have Pant by Still House Plants queued up. For those of you who haven't been tuning into my shows regularly, which is probably very few because I know a lot of people are listening all the time, Still House Plants' new album, If I Don't Make It, I Love You, just came out last Friday. It's really good. Still House Plants is the best. They're a really good band from Scotland, and I'm going to let the song play because I've really been enjoying it lately, and I hope y'all rock with it too. There will be more Still House Plants to come later too.
Thank you. okay on TV, but you cannot turn it off. Your marriage is a tragedy, but it's not my concern. I'm very superficial, I hate everything official. Your private life, mama, baby, leave me out. Your private life, mama, baby, leave me out. Sentimental gestures only bore me to death. You've made a desperate appeal, now save your breath. Attachment to obligation, regret shit that's so wet. And your sex life complications are not my fascination. Private life, Tom will be.
All right, there does come a time in every great radio show when I gotta read a little PSA. Today is some numbers to think about regarding Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average US household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to Think About from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Anyways, that's that. Let's talk about the music, shall we? Those last couple songs, we had Pant by Stillhouse Plants. Amazing, amazing. No notes.
Very good.
Very good. We're both are... I don't know if Ali is quite as inundated with it as I am, but I have been obsessed with the new album. I don't know. It's sweeping the nation, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we had Baby Milk Snatcher by A.R. Kane from the album 69. A very, like, early dream pop classic from what I understand, but I don't know anything about anything, so I'm just saying that. I really like that song. It's kind of dubby and freaky and weird, which is why I thought it would be a perfect pairing with Private Life by Grace Jones off of her incredible record, Warm Leatherette. I've been listening to a lot of Grace Jones lately, and also like on and off for like the last year or so. This summer I got really, really into her work. And I think, yeah, one of the most like underrated icons ever.
But, and yeah. I thought he'd been talking about Norah Jones the entire time.
Yeah, but here on the radio, we're dispelling misunderstandings, and we're learning. And right now, playing sort of behind my voice is The Slide by Tall Dwarfs. I believe they are in New Zealand, like. What was it called? Was C86 the New Zealand like scene?
I don't know.
Okay, I know that there's like a term for like this specific type of like 80s New Zealand jangly pop, and I want to say it's C86, but certain people I think would be really offended if I got that wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Oh, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, it might just
C86 is British.
Yeah, it might just be like Dunedin Sound or something. I don't know what they're calling it. I don't know anything about New Zealand or about New Zealand music. And honestly, I put this song in here because I thought it would be a decent one to talk over, because I'm playing too many heavy hitters. I have to like have some that I'm cool to chat over. But yeah, shout out to Tall Dwarfs. I don't really remember where I found this record from them. And it was just okay. But cute song. After this, I suppose I'll introduce our next song, which is a classic and inimitable, irreplaceable hit, Surrender by Suicide. I think Suicide is an incredible, incredible band, as I think many fans of like weirdo left field music do. And Surrender is kind of their defining hit, but I will be playing the like 2005 remaster, which is the better version. They sort of washed it out in reverb and made it more beautiful, which was really cool. So shout out to Suicide the band, not the concept. This is Surrender. Thank you. Back. Those last couple songs, again, we had Surrender by Suicide. I hope y'all enjoyed that one. It's pretty undeniable. Then Sadomasochism is a Must by A.R. Kane. And then that last song was You Win Again by Spivak. That was Ali's choice.
Yep.
And we just learned that Spivak is from Cyprus.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That's probably the only artist from Cyprus I'm familiar with in any way.
Honestly,
so maybe
same
we need
here.
To tap in. Like, maybe that we could need be to tap next, in.
That could be the next big thing.
Like, Denmark and Taiwan are washed.
Yeah.
And
Cyprus is the next, like, local
yeah.
foreign music scene to really tap in.
There can't be that many people that live there. Do you think more people live there? No.
I don't think a lot of people live in Cyprus.
Yeah.
I certainly haven't come across many. Anyways, right now we've got Barak Main by Micah Levi and Oliver Coates from their record Remain Calm, which I've been listening to lately. It's a little like nice bit of like compositional ambient kind of. Oliver Coates, I believe, I don't remember if he's a cellist or like a bassist.
Cellist,
yeah. But both of these artists are sort of experimental musicians turned film score heads. For those unfamiliar, Micah Levi, who's like one of my favorite artists and musicians in this whole wide world, did the score for Under the Skin, great movie directed by Jonathan Glazer, Zola, great movie in general, and most recently, The Zone of Interest, also directed by Jonathan Glazer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Oliver Coates did After Sun.
Yeah, which I've never seen, but Ali has, so we fill in a lot of gaps between these two artists. So, yeah, I don't know. And for our next song, Ali, if you'd like to introduce it, we have I Need This by an artist whose name I don't really know
yeah,
how to pronounce.
I was actually thinking, I've been going with YDE Girl.
YDE Girl, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been really on the Denmark wave of women who make kind of weird, like, offbeat pop music.
Yeah.
This is along those lines. I think she's kind of playing, like, third fiddle to, like, Astrid Son and ML Buke
in, yeah.
like, whose name I just learned how to pronounce.
Yeah.
Listening to, that's why you should listen to live radio, because
you can learn how to pronounce artists' names that you don't know
when someone else says them out loud. And
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been pretty into her.
Yeah. Where do you think Erica de Kazier fits into the Denmark, like,
she seems like a little
singers.
More, like, R&B influenced
yeah,
than
I've
the rest
always thought
of them.
This. Okay, because I saw people on the internet,
like,
obviously very,
yeah.
like, momentous and important what they have to say. I saw people lumping Erica de Kazier in.
Like, I'll lump her in conceptually.
In minute,
okay, yeah.
Yeah. No, but we can continue for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that it was weird to include her alongside.
They seem
like,
to be pulling from, like, totally different places.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
the only thing they have in common is that they're women from Denmark, which
yeah.
is enough for me, really. But
yeah, yeah.
I don't think they're, like, actually making similar.
Yeah, and Erica de Kazier is undeniable. One of the greatest to do it right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, this is I Need This by YDE Girl. Yeah, Ida Girl. Who knows? We'll be back on the mic in a minute.
To be here.
to be here, to be here, to be here.
Just in case you guys, all of you listening, were missing us, we're already back on the mic.
Yeah, we have to issue a correction, as it's pronounced Ida Girl.
Ida Girl.
Which is also the name of a bog body in the town of Ida in the Netherlands.
We're learning a lot.
Yeah, we apparently if you die in a bog, your body will just stay around for like 1,000 years.
Freaky.
Yep.
Anyways...
on that note,
it's time for the part of my radio show where we talk about basketball, and luckily for all of us, Allie knows ball.
Yeah.
And
mostly college ball, but we're learning.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like my time is kind of over in that regard.
Yeah,
so
yeah. With March Madness,
I'm doing a deep dive.
Close. Yeah, it's back to NBA.
Yeah, which I'm having a hard time adjusting to because
it's a tough adjustment.
They like make all their shots.
Yeah,
which I'm not used to. They score way more.
Yeah. Anyways,
it
was
don't play defense.
It was a big night last night. For you, actually.
Yeah, I'm a Kings. Well, for like no real reason at all. In 2016, they drafted my favorite Kansas basketball player, so I picked the Sacramento Kings, which really has been a mistake
but
and
now
a
they're
bad
good.
Decision. But now they're good.
But now they're good, and things are okay.
Yeah.
And a fun fact.
And they just beat the Warriors.
They did just beat the Warriors. The Kings were in... They used to be the Cincinnati Royals many, many years
ago.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I think I knew that.
And I'm from Cincinnati, and I rock with Oscar Robertson.
I do, too.
Shout
I thought they
him.
Were the Kansas... Wait, weren't they Kansas City?
Moved from Rochester to Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Royals, and then that moved to Kansas City.
And they were the Kansas City Kings.
And then they changed, because of the baseball team. But the funny thing about Kansas City is that they, like, weren't able to successfully support a basketball team, so after a few years, they became the Kansas City Omaha Kings, and they would, like, go between Kansas City and Omaha, Nebraska, until Sacramento took them away from us.
Yeah.
Which is sad, but also I like the Sacramento Kings, at least much more than any other California basketball team. Unfortunately, the Pelicans lost last night to the Lakers, which was sad.
Zion's hurt, I didn't even quite realize.
Yeah, Zion Williamson went out after dropping like 40 points and like 12 rebounds, like some crazy stat line, with a little injury, but he's kind of a fragile player, which is worrying for the Pelicans' future.
But good for my Kings.
Yeah.
When they play, when do they play? Tomorrow?
Like... Soon.
Soon.
I don't know when. But yeah, tonight we have the Eastern Conference play-in. My Orlando Magic avoided it. We're making the normal playoffs, which is so lit. We haven't done well in a season since like 10 years ago. And there's a little hope in the air.
Yeah.
But the Heat are playing the 76ers tonight.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
They don't have NBA over in Baltimore, Maryland, so I'm going with the Sixers as my Eastern Conference team.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is more similar to Baltimore than Washington, D.C., and also I'd like to have, like, a little bit of hope in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, Joel Embiid.
Yeah. Who's the other play-in match? Is it, like... Oh, God.
The East is, like...
I feel like it's like the Bulls and the Raptors or something.
No, it's not the Raptors.
It's the Bulls and the Hawks, which is like a game that no one wants
to
watch.
That's gross.
I'd rather not see either of those teams win.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I don't want to see the Heat win either.
Yeah, yeah.
Why does the East have so many nefarious teams?
It's just all of the mid-tier, like, red teams in the East are really evil. I think the Raptors, the Hawks, the Heat.
The Raptors are awesome.
The Raptors are a little nefarious, though. because,
awesome.
Like, Raptors fans are, like, delusional about the Raptors and, like, really, like, fight tooth and nail for their team, which annoys me because they're mid. And I don't like them that much. Anyways, so as not to talk over
more. Song.
Yeah, that last song was Summer of Love by Bunny Hoover. And this one is another of Ali's selections, Romantic Horror by Mark William Lewis. Mm-hmm. Would you like to give a few words on this?
Oh.
Only if you'd like.
Sorry, I'm still in basketball mode. I don't know. It's really good. I love this album. I love Mark William Lewis. A guy where I don't really know where he came from in, like, my personal zeitgeist, but he rocks.
Yeah, he's like, just like a... I feel like he's just a name who's popped up, and now he's, like, here to stay.
Yeah.
He makes, great, like, guitar pop, I feel like.
Yeah.
But in, like, a kind of interesting postmodern way. You know. But yeah, we'll be back on the mic in a minute to do some closing remarks.
And the Warriors dynasty is over.
The Warriors dynasty is over.
Let's all have a moment for new
reflect
era.
On that. We might not see like a Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green team
Maybe
ever do
Klay
well
Thompson
in the playoffs
will join
ever
the
again.
Orlando Magic.
I don't want Klay Thompson to join the Orlando Magic. Anyways, yeah, sorry Klay, if you're out there, we don't want you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. We're here to do our closing remarks for today as we talk over Three Screw Three by Stillhouse Plants. Not really sure how to pronounce the title from their new record, If I Don't Make It, I Love You, released on Bison Records less than a week ago. So good. Everyone, like, run to listen to it and, like, stream it. I don't know. I love it. It's good. Anyways, thank you all for listening. This has been Jack, and this Allie. Has also been Allie. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Mevrytel's Freeform Radio, Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. Thank you for tuning in.
And happy birthday, Christian Brown.
Happy birthday to Christian Brown, NBA champion, Kansas University legend, and all-around stand-up guy. Shout out to him. Happy birthday. He's 23 years old today.
Oh, yeah. It's his Jordan year.
Yeah, it's his Jordan year. And yeah, if you have listened today and rocked with the music, thank you all so much. I hope you have a great day. And if you haven't been listening or you haven't been rocking with the music, I also hope you have a great day. I hope all the tough students in the world enjoy their day off. I hope that everyone in the world enjoys their day on or off. I don't know. Peace, love, joy, happiness, all that. For my final song, we have a little noise rock. Today is the day. Simple Touch from the record, Willpower. I call it the Purple Baby album because the cover's got a purple baby on it and I never remember the title. Again, this is Simple Touch by Today is the Day. Enjoy and have a great one. Thank y'all so much.